Well, you know, Stan Zadonik, who is the president of the Boston Bluegrass Union, he's also the president of the IBMA, the International Bluegrass Music Association. And last fall, at the annual convention of IBMA, they had some showcases down in Nashville. And Stan came around the band and saw this young group doing a showcase, and he said he had to have them up here at Boston Bluegrass Union and the Joe Val Festival. They all are in their early 20s, and it's a brand new band. And believe it or not, they came from Florida to Massachusetts in February. Now that takes a lot of guts, I'll tell you. I think you're going to see the future of bluegrass music and how it's keeping its roots in the tradition of bluegrass music. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, if you will, from the state of Florida, Flat Lonesome.
It's after lunch, I think. So, but we are very excited to be here at the Joe Val Festival. This is all of our first time in Massachusetts, anywhere, ever. So, we like it. We're having a really hard time getting used to the roads, I gotta say. It took us like 20 minutes to get across the street last night, so I'm not kidding. But we are very excited to be here. It took us, we left out Thursday night after everybody got off work and from our stupid jobs. This is what we like to do. We just do the other so we can do this. But we left out Thursday night and got here at about 5 Friday afternoon. So it took us about 22 hours to get here.
Yeah.
And we didn't kill each other, so that was good too. But we're excited to be here. We're gonna do you some more stuff. We get to be with y'all for a while today. So say that again.
No.
I'm kind of bummed that there was no snow. I know that's probably bad to say. But it hasn't snowed in Florida since '89. Okay, that's before I was born. I have seen some. That's before all of us were born, actually. But we are glad to be here. We're going to do another one. This is a Lynn Morris song that we've been doing for a while now. This one's called You'll Get No More of Me.
The last thread of breath.
she's the one that means the world to me.
Start out with an instrumental here. Anybody ever heard of He Keeps Me Singing? You ever sing that song in church? Anyone? All right, just me.
Please try to contain your excitement, folks.
You can have fun on Sundays, too. You can. You can clap for us. It makes us feel better about ourselves.
Yeah. Okay. Even if you don't like it, fake it.
Fake it till you make it. Here's an instrumental for you called He Keeps Me Singing.
Thank you.
Friday's break. It's the man who holds it all together back here. This is 18-year-old Dominic Illingworth on the bass, everybody. He is from California, Florida. And he's been playing, about 3 years now, so he's doing pretty good, huh? Do you hear one here? So I'm gonna settle down. Gonna be moving. Gospel songs. Rochester wrote, and anybody heard of the Rochesters ever? Okay, must be a Florida thing. He keeps me singing in the Rochesters, strictly in Florida. But we're gonna do you this song here. This is called The Right Side, and just talks about there is only one way to get to heaven if you want to go there. There's not two or three or four, but if you want to get there, you've got to be on the right side. So this is called The Right Side. You must go. original song here. So another gospel song. This one, I wrote this one a few months back, and a guy helped me do some arranging on it. So we'll try this one for you. This one's called Just Any Moment.
Thank you.
Mitch Darin and Buck Aldridge this morning? Are y'all here for that?
Yeah.
They are awesome. I didn't get to hear them this morning, but we'll be watching them later and heard them a few times before, and they are awesome. I have to say. First time I saw one of their shows, I saw Brooke come up and I was like, oh boy, this little girl, there's no way she's gonna have, she started singing and I was like, holy cow, she's a little lady. And she's awesome, I really like her. We were rooting for her at IBMA a few weeks ago, but we're gonna do some more songs so we can let them come up here and sing for you. We're gonna do a song here called Sad Wind Songs.
I don't wanna do that one.
Because I'm your boss and your sister.
I quit.
Twins sing you a song here. everything, every time they get up here, you know, they just act all nice and stuff. They really are. They're nice to each other. But we'll let them sing you a song here. This one's one that everyone's just heard before, I'm sure. This is called Jackson. Charlie sing you one. She's done a little guitar playing and singing, and we're trying to push her out of her comfort zone a little bit. She plays the fiddle real good, but she says she doesn't play guitar, but she does. But we're going to let Charlie sing you one here. We'll let her introduce a song for you. So this is really different for me. So y'all just bear with me, and you know, hope you enjoy it. That old photograph of all sure looks out of place, laying all your bags out in. Taking it to remind you of all. introduce you to this man down here on the Dobro.
Yeah.
He was getting kind of sad. Somebody was talking about him. I think he has a new tie on. Is that a new tie? He has a new tie on, guys, just for you. It's brown and blue. Well, this... Oh, red and blue. It looks brown for me. Well, this is Michael Stockton, everybody. He is the old man of the group. He is a ripe old age of 21 years old from Nashville, Tennessee. Michael Stockton.
I'm a little shorter than she is. I'm gonna do a song that I heard the Bluegrass Album Band do. I'll Stay Around.
Straight. We're gonna. I'm gonna introduce you to the man over here on the banjo. He has been playing with us for about I don't know, a couple of weeks or so. And he is. His name's Paul Harrigal. He is 21 years old. Little. He's. I think Paul's the oldest now. He's the winner. He wins. I'm. Easy. But this is not only our banjo player and a really good songwriter. We'll do you a song that he wrote in a few minutes. But we're going to get married in September. Yeah. And, we're really cute together, we know.
Okay.
He likes it when I wear the heels, too, because I'm like a little taller than him. So it helps his self-esteem a lot. We're going to let Buddy sing. This is Paul Harrigal, everybody. Give him a hand.
Hey, Paul!
I'm going to let Buddy sing you an old Keith Whitley song here. Keith Whitley. This one's called Mirrors.
Well, I can't stand to see a good man go away. One who never combed his hair or shaved his face. And it tears me up to see a grown man cry. So I never go around mirrors. Well, I can't stand to see me without you by my side.
She is the band, oh my goodness, I hate saying this, but she is the band leader, so we have to listen to what she says and do whatever and all that jazz. But me and Kelsey went to first grade together, and it's kind of a cool story. We got out of touch for like 10 years. I moved away, and then we started jamming, found each other on YouTube, believe it or not, started jamming again. Last year at Spigma, we decided to enter the contest. We took third last year, and then we came came back for Vengeance this year, and we won Spigma. So, pretty excited about that. Anyways, back to Kelsey. She's the band leader, played the mandolin for you, doing a lot of lead and harmony vocals. Her husband, or soon-to-be husband, Paul, actually wrote this next song that we're about to do. This is a Flat Lonesome original. It's called I'm Blue. Everybody make welcome. Wait, what is it?
After we do this one.
This just in after we do, what is it? Oh, we're going to do a gospel song first. Jesus first.
Jesus first, always.
Make welcome, Miss Kelsey Robbs.
Thank you. Michael was trying to introduce to you a second ago. Yeah. This is another Flat Lonesome original song. Actually, Paul and his sister wrote this one, so we stole it from them. I just wanted to let you guys know we don't have an actual CD available yet. I know how much you wanted pictures of us. So, but you can go to flatlonesome.com and there's pictures of me and Charlie and the guys too. But you know, still go on there. Don't let that stop you. I mean, Dominic's got some really good looking pictures, though, with Kay, the bass. Kay is the bass.
By the way, Dominic gives free kisses after the show if you come and see us.
He doesn't. We don't let him do that. Too many germs. But y'all do check us out at flatlonesome.com, and if you have Facebook, you can like us, because I'm sure every one of you like us so much already. Well, we're gonna do you one more here called I'm Blue.
Of bluegrass music, ladies and gentlemen. Flat Lonesome from down in Callahan, Florida. What do you think of them? More? I didn't know that they had young people in Florida. You know, I always referred to it as God's waiting room. But good to see this. Great. What's that? Once again, Flat Lonesome, everybody.
Thank y'all very much. We hope y'all come out and see us, and thank you again for having us. We don't have a CD, but we do have a small demo CD that we got out there. So come by and see us. We'd love to meet everybody, and we'll leave you with this one.
Won't be rocking long, 'cause another man
she's left with the doggone blues.
Well, the road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long. Well, the road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long. Cause another man's got my walkin' in gone.
Until the well runs dry. Lord, you'll never miss your water until the well runs dry. You'll never miss your woman until she says goodbye.
Well, the road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long.
Lord, Lord.
Well, the road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long. Cause another man has got my woman.
Absolutely fantastic.
The Z-Man, Flat Lonesome, Jovale Bluegrass Festival, Sheraton Hotel, Framingham, Massachusetts, 2/19/2012, FOB, DRFC, KFC, ZFC, AARP, Shep, CCM4Vs, Lunatech V2, Benchmark 82K, Sound Devices 722, 12th row, seat 10, 7 feet in the air, in the sweet spot for show number 23 of 2012. Happy birthday, Chrissy Hoadley.
Don't drink what's in there, by the way. And what's this going to be, Craig?
Seeing what's going on. All right, we got time for one more song, if I haven't used up all the time talking. And this is another one that Bill Monroe did. And you know, there's always been a lot of young people getting into bluegrass. You know, we have Alison Krauss, who started out, you know, getting really well known when she was about 14 years old. Sam Bush was still a teenager when he started getting really well known. Chris Teeley, I saw him when he was about 12, and he was amazing. Well, the youngest person who ever played as a member of Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boy was this young punk from Kentucky somewhere, a guy named Sonny Osborne. And he joined Bill Monroe's band when he was 14. And we're going to do a song, an instrumental that Bill Monroe recorded with Sonny at age 14 on the banjo. And Sonny was afraid there was a lick in this tune that Sonny didn't know how to play, and he was afraid he wouldn't be able to play it. We got a couple of kids here who can play it. Anyway, here goes. It's an old reworking of an old Kentucky song, and Monroe called it the Pike County Breakdown.
Again.
Ladies and gentlemen, is the 2012 Joe Val Kids Academy.